Daily Good News, Volume 1. Chapter 16. Are you worried about the sun falling down? God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He carries all things, holds them up, by his powerful word. The world? Yes. The sun? Yes. All the starry heavens? Yes. Can we be numbered among the all things? Will he hold you up by his powerful word? Were you ever uneasy in your life, when you arose in the morning with the sun, for fear that the sun would drop out of place before noon, or before sundown? Oh, no. Were you ever uneasy when you arose with the sun for fear that you yourself as a Christian would slip out of place before sundown? You know you have been. Why were you not as uneasy as to whether the sun would drop out of place before sundown, fearing that that might slip out of place and fall, as you were that you yourself would fall? It is perfectly fair for the Christian to ask, why is it that the sun does not slip out of its place? The answer is, the powerful word of Jesus Christ holds the sun there. And that same power is to hold up the believer in Jesus. And the believer in Jesus is to expect it to do so, as certainly as it holds up the sun or the moon. You will simply go about your work, with your mind upon the work, and leave the holding up of the sun altogether to God, to whom it belongs. Also, you will go about your work and let God attend to that which belongs to Him. Give your mind to that which He has given you to do. And thus, you will serve God with all the mind. We cannot keep ourselves from falling, we cannot hold ourselves up. He has not given us that task to do.